Yeah. I'm gonna do my new song and y'all are so nice. Hey, Dave Reichert from Buffalo, New York. It's good to read your name. Hey, Kim Ware. Listening from Shelby, North Carolina, but you're an Atlanta lady. Someone's calling out to see if Melanie Patrick is here. And y'all, if I don't do requests right now, it's just because I'm afraid I'll forget all of them. And so I'm sorry. Like I'll do some requests. I'll learn some songs again. I have to relearn them all the time because because Emily and I are working on a bunch of stuff too. So, all right. So I'm gonna do this new single and I got to get it right. But anyway, it was inspired by, I don't know if you, some of y'all know, Emily and I were really like standing with this group in Alabama, in Florence, Alabama, called Project Say Something. And I mean, part of the reason, like, there's a lot of great activism out there right now and so many great groups. And this group is one amongst so many great ones. And, but the thing about them that was just so moving to us was, well, they're so well organized, and the organizers are so great, and the people involved are amazing, and there's just so much creativity and like art and movement within their group. And they've been working for years on dismantling racism, and then this kind of came to our notice when they were working on this project to remove this Confederate monument from their courthouse square in Florence, Lauderdale County Courthouse. And they just wanted to relocate it to a cemetery with where there's Confederate graves there, and like kind of contextualize it, you know, which I think is the right thing to do. And I was just really moved by them and just everything, trying to clean house in my own self and my own psyche, and just growing up. Not knowing a lot, like having a lot of things get tangled up in my head about Confederacy and rebels and the rebel yell. I was very, I'm just like a Southern, like a diehard Southerner. So, it's been a hard path for me. And I never, you know, I never thought of myself as racist, but I had a lot to learn because there's so much racism just ingrained in all of us and innate, and white people have really, well, we've benefited so much from white supremacy, and so we have to check ourselves. And I've just been trying to learn and, you know, be a student of that. But this song, and you know, I've written a lot of, I know I'm repeating I've written a lot of songs about this. So, but this one's a little bit different because I'm thinking about the, just how I'm like, it's like I'm having a conversation with a friend, and I'm just sort of talking about my path through this. And stuff. So,